Hey everyone, welcome to an all-new Dubstock presented by Wendy's Breakfast, now with a free drink with any breakfast sandwich purchase. Grant Liffman, alongside Warriors insider Monty Poole. The Golden State Warriors are headed back to the Western Conference Finals. It feels a little different. Back in the day, it was kind of expected of them.
Yeah.
This one, you know, some had expected it, but at the same time, they earned and fought their way from the worst record in the NBA to missing the playoffs, losing the play-in game, to now back in the Western Conference Finals. Monty, it felt like the guys kind of felt their mojo. The vibes were starting to come back tonight.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
In the fourth quarter.
Oh, man.
You know, you think about this, though. Over the course of this year, there have been many stretches when you thought, these guys barely going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
And will barely deserve to make the playoffs because they played so terribly. They were basically a 500 team after mid-January. But they won games against big teams. So you knew when they won at Phoenix on Christmas Day, and then they won at Utah on New Year's Day.
Yep.
You thought, okay, they can. They have it within them. And then they fell and they started losing to – and they lost to Indiana.
That was one of the worst losses I think I've ever seen.
The Pacers had four starters that were out, and they beat them. So you begin to wonder what's going to happen. What will it take to get to where they need to get to be a competitive contender? And by the end of the year, you thought, okay, they managed to hang on to the three seed because for a while there, people thought they're going to drop to four.
Yep.
But what you saw in the fourth quarter of this game, and even in the fourth quarter of game four, they did not play well in game four. But in the fourth quarter, they found a way to win that game. Steph came along, and Steph had scored 18 points in the fourth quarter, and he salvaged what was a really ugly game, got him a victory, gave him a 3-1 lead. At that point, you're thinking, okay, they got this.
Yeah.
They go to Memphis and lay the biggest egg I've ever seen this team
that
lay.
That was a travesty. That was like a, I don't even know, it's like a biblical failure.
Oh, I mean, it was so awful. You had to wonder, is this real?
I know. Watching.
I mean, when Clay said it was embarrassing, he was dead on. He was dead on.
Literally was.
And then for three quarters in game six, you're like, are they going to like be the experienced team with the know-how and the savvy and they look like the team that doesn't know what playoff basketball is all about.
Yeah.
And then in the fourth quarter, light comes on and they close it out. So I just thought that, now they look like a team that could reach the finals, the NBA finals, not just the Western Conference finals. They look like a team that can reach the NBA finals when they are playing as they should.
Fourth quarter. I mean, Draymond said it in his presser. He said they pretty much ran the same play over and over again for Steph. And that's what frustrates some Warriors fans because they're like, then why don't you just do that all the time? But they just, you know, when they're not turning over the ball, the rest of their offense does work. They just need to stop turning over the ball. Now, when we look through the team, who do we even begin with? Let's talk about Klay Thompson. Let's start with Klay. And
what's his first name?
I believe the game six,
okay,
Klay.
I
think
that's
his first name.
Okay.
Yeah. Game is first name, six, middle name. Yeah.
Yes.
Here's Klay talking about it and see if this one feels the best. I don't know. Here's Klay.
It felt better, honestly. I mean, especially the perspective I've gained from the injuries I had to now be able to compete at the highest level and be one of the final four teams. It's a feeling that's hard to describe, honestly. It's truly amazing, and it just inspires me to keep going because I think we still have great basketball ahead of us.
So that's Klay saying this one feels better, and I understand why. Now, I also want to play this sound from Draymond Green talking about his teammate and close friend, Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
Here it is.
It means everything. We went on a two-year hiatus from the playoffs, and in large part due to his absence, you know, and what he brings to the table. And I know for most people that's three-point shooting. For us, that's a competitive edge that no one else on this team has, you know. And I know I get a lot of the credit for that side of things and just bringing the intensity. But like I tell y'all all the time, one of the toughest guys and most competitive guys I've ever played with. Probably the toughest and most competitive player I've ever played with. And, it showed up tonight. You knew right away he was coming out fire. And 11 for 22, 8 for 14 from three. You know, it's great. Great to see. 8 rebounds. He's been rebounding all playoffs. 3 block shots. Like, he was all over the place. It was a beautiful game.
So much to unpack there. Mm-hmm. But let's just start with this. Draymond says, Clay is the toughest and most competitive guy I have ever played with. And he says, I'm the one who gets credit for all that. Mm-hmm. But Clay's up there too. I think the difference is Draymond brings the bravado and the brashness to the surface, mm-hmm. and everyone sees it. Clay is a hooper, mm-hmm. and he lives and breathes basketball, mm-hmm. and he is not comfortable losing, and he is not comfortable being worse than another player. You know, he takes everything so personally, yeah. as a challenge.
No doubt.
And I think that's what Draymond's talking about when this dude wants to win.
Well, Draymond talked about his toughness and his competitive level, but you know, his toughness, go back to when he injured his knee. He wanted to come back and play.
He was jogging in the tunnel.
Yes.
Like,
he wanted to come back and play in the game.
Goodness.
He just tore an ACL, and he wanted to come back and play. So that tells you a little bit about Clay, who was for so many years the Iron Man of this team.
Yep.
I mean, other guys had injuries. He did not. And then he gets two devastating injuries, the ACL, the Achilles. So, but his competitive level, like Draymond is a guy who boils over sometimes. Clay is like a steady simmer.
Yep.
You know, he's always there. And he doesn't say much, you know, doesn't talk much. Although tonight, when Dylan Brooks shoved Steph for no reason, Clay got in Dylan Brooks' face.
Clay the enforcer,
yes.
comes in, yeah.
Double technical.
Yep, I love it.
Clay is like, hey, no. You're not doing, you got GP too. Don't even try it.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't even step near Steph Curry.
Exactly. So I think Draymond's dead on. I mean, Clay is hyper competitive and hyper tough. And he's one of those guys that, you know, even if he has an off night, you know it's not going to last. And you also know it can happen and it can change at any time. And tonight he brought it and they needed it.
It is important because I think a lot of people have a misconception about Clay sometimes. He's chill. He's relaxed. He's funny. He's quirky. It's Clay's world. He does his thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just don't realize this guy is competitive.
Yeah.
In everything. You talk about him playing cards.
On the plane.
He
loses a lot. But he hates losing, but he plays.
That dude hates losing. So 30 points for Klay Thompson. 3 block shots. He had those 8 rebounds. He did everything. Steph Curry really started and struggled early.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say struggle, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
On turnovers, on everything.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, Steph Curry just became Steph Curry again. And
which, you almost can basically predict it.
Yeah.
You know, he's having a rough 3 quarters. And, you know, what I tweeted was that, you know, he's going to hit a big 3 at some point in the fourth quarter, even though he's struggling through the first 3. He hit 2 big 3s.
Yeah. And you'll forget about whatever happened in the beginning.
Yeah. But you just knew he wasn't going to do that all game long.
Right.
And so that's why that the Curry-Thompson backcourt is the perfect backcourt. It's as perfect a backcourt as you can conceive for a basketball team.
Yeah. Hall of Fame backcourt.
I mean, it's not just the shooting. We know about that. But it's the fact that Clay, before the injury now, Clay was a top-flight defender.
Yep.
And Steph, that relieved Steph of some defensive duties. You know, he can play the passing lanes or, you know, whatever. But in Clay's length allowed him to guard multiple positions. But Steph is the guy, they do it differently, but Steph is the guy who you want having the ball in his hand. You don't want Clay dribbling too much.
Yeah, no. You definitely do not.
Yeah, but they are so compatible as a backcourt. And believe me, I mean, for all the things that other guys have done, they are the guys who are at the root of what the Warriors have done along with Draymond, over the last, 8 years.
Yeah.
So, and missing Clay, like Draymond said, you know, without Clay, you know, they missed the playoffs for 2 years, largely because they didn't have Clay.
Exactly.
So.
Draymond Green in game 6 was playoff Draymond. That was old school playoff Draymond. 14 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 turnovers. There were some brutal turnovers in there, but he was mm-hmm. putting the pace. He was setting – he was putting the Warriors in position to win this game.
Yeah. I asked Draymond after the game. I said, I know you're not a numbers guy. You know, you had 14, 16, and 8. But you came from the jump. You, like, were going full blast. And he said, basically, you know what? He did not want to get on a plane back to Memphis. But he also wanted to shut up people who were, you know, making noise out in the
people. Yeah, that's a nice way to say
it. As he said, he went for about a minute and a half saying, you know, people saying things on TV and yada yada yada, and then he finally says, "Okay, it's Kendrick Perkins."
He's like, "Let me just clarify this just to make sure everyone knows it's Kendrick Perkins."
Yeah, saying these things about Draymond. Yeah. Draymond can't do this. Anybody can do what Draymond does.
By the way, Perk, who came on Dubs Talk a long time ago, and this was last season, and Perk said the nicest things about Draymond Green, and that, you know, back then. But
he's on TV, so he's got
to
say provocative
every Perk. Show has to say something.
Yes.
But your question was great to Draymond.
But Draymond, I mean, the energy he brought early kind of helped them through those rough patches.
Yes.
Because, you know, there are several times when he would grab the rebound and just take off, basically saying, "Okay, Stephen Adams, come on.
Yeah, keep up with me.
If you can keep up, good." Right. But Stephen Adams can't keep up. So, and it usually leads to a layup for Draymond or a kick out to Steph or Clay or Wiggins or somebody, 4-3. So you've got options when they're moving like that, and that's the pace that Steve Kerr always talks about that he wants to see from the team. Draymond is so unique in that there aren't many guys, many bigs in the league that can do that. You know, that can grab it and go and make decisions in real time to shoot it or pass it. I mean, yeah, LeBron did it for years. We know LeBron can do it, yeah. You know. But when you look around the league, there's just a handful of guys that can do that. And so it's a unique skill. And tonight he brought that, even when the offense was kind of clunky and the turnovers were there, that energy was always there.
Yes.
And sometimes it was a little too much, which the turnovers.
So, yeah. Andrew Wiggins started off very slow, but my goodness, the guy – rebounding defensively, as you were saying on Dubs Talk Live, just him locking down Tyus Jones. Yeah. 18 points for Wiggins tonight, the 10 boards, the 3 block shots. I've been so thoroughly impressed by Andrew Wiggins this whole entire playoffs. I really have, because he has reinvented himself again. Yeah. And he's gone from, you know, whatever he was in Minnesota to the scorer/defender, they call him two-way Wiggs, but, you know, then a good three-point shooter, to this absolute hustle maniac out there who's crashing boards like it's his life dependent on it, and it's just – it's made the Warriors that much better. And I did not know this was the version of Andrew Wiggins they were going to get, they're better for it.
Yeah. I mean, I sat down with Wiggs before the playoffs, and I said, you know – what's happening is that, you know, the playoffs are where stars are made and all these things. He said, "Oh no, I understand that, you know." And so that's where reputations are made. I said, "And you know what people are going to say about you if you don't play well?" He goes, "We all got haters. We all got haters." But he said, "But I'm going to play. I'm ready for. I want to do this. I want to show what I can do on the big stage." And he has been playing some of the best basketball of his career.
And people don't see it because he's not averaging 25 points per game.
No, but he's doing what his team needs him to do.
Yes.
And he's playing terrific defense. He's rebounding when they go to that small lineup, he's a power forward.
Yeah.
And that means you got to attack the glass and boom, there he goes. But before game 6, he basically said, "Let me guard Tyus Jones. I want to guard the point guard. Let me do that." And Mike Brown said, "You sure? Let me try it. If I got to guard him end to end, I'll do that." And you're right, Tyus Jones was a non-factor. Tyus Jones was a non-factor. So Wiggins' offense wasn't there early, but his defense was there. His rebounding was there. And then in the second half, his offense came along. Yep. And then he was a complete player. And I just thought that what he was able to give at the end of that game was huge, because he was able to, at the same time, keep Tyus Jones quiet while also now I'm going to get a few buckets myself. It was impressive.
It was so impressive. And finally, last but definitely not least, I'm going to give this the Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water
Drum
Impact
roll.
Player.
I know who this is going to.
Loon Dog, Kevon Looney.
Here is
Mike Brown after the game talking about the decision to start Kevon Looney.
It was debated a little bit, but the reality of it was, That was Draymond's call, Draymond and Steph's. And it's our job to give our players confidence. And they looked us all in the eye and said, that's where we're going to get our confidence. And they've done it before. Draymond has carried this organization for years with his hard hat. You know, obviously Steph and Clay with their shooting, but what Draymond does, it's unbelievable. And Steve is going to roll with Draymond no matter what he says and what the outcome is.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the $300,000 Drive Away in Luxury Lexus and Cash giveaway on May 27th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $15,000 in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Okay, so when you got Steph and Draymond vouching for you, you better come out and do something. And so I talked to Kevon after the game, and I said, listen, 22 rebounds for you. How did you feel out there? Mm-hmm. And he goes, listen, I saw what happened out there last game. I saw what happened on the boards, and I took that personal. Michael Jordan did pretty much. He was like, and I took that personal. This dude comes out, 11 boards in the first quarter. He finishes with 11 offensive rebounds, 22 rebounds on the game. Mm-hmm. And he was Kevon Rodman. What did Clay call him? Did he say Kevon Olajuwon or something?
Olajuwon.
It was just he was so impressive.
He had 11 rebounds in 9 minutes in the first quarter. The Grizzlies, as a team, had 10.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Stephen Adams had 5.
That's Kevon. So, he was so impressive.
Yeah, 22 rebounds. The 35 minutes. Or really, I mean, Kevon has never gone that deep.
Right.
And they don't want him to. But in this game, he wanted to, and Mike Brown let him stay out there, and he didn't disappoint at all. He was instrumental to this win.
He's such an easy person to root for, too.
Oh,
this
God,
guy
yeah.
is just he's yeah. just one of the good guys in the league, and he wants to win, too. And another competitive person that you don't get it because he's quiet, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and he doesn't say much.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude is competitive too.
Yeah,
and he battles on the
you know,
boards.
I mean, think about it. If he weren't competitive, he might have retired.
Oh my God! Those injuries.
Yes.
The guy can't even. He was a point forward. He can't even move out there anymore, and he is just fighting.
When you look back at his high school highlights, you're like, wow.
Right.
And then to have these things happen once he becomes an adult where the one hip has to have surgery, and then the other hip has to have surgery. And then he has this neuropathy, which is really there's no cure for it.
Right.
You just have to treat it and play through. And so, and he told me, he said there were times when he always thought he was going to keep playing. But he said, yeah, a lot of my friends back in Milwaukee would, you know, say this might be it, this might be it, this might be it. So if he weren't competitive, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be here.
Well, the Warriors wouldn't be here either right now. You never know if he was competitive
yes,
like this.
That's right.
But the Warriors are here. Western Conference Finals. Monty Poole and I will be with you the rest of the way. We'll be talking and breaking it all down. We don't know if it's Mavs. We don't know if it's Suns. But I do know one thing. It's the Golden State Warriors. And it'll be on next Wednesday when they play again. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's, Monty Poole, Grant Lifman. Have a wonderful rest of your day, afternoon, night, afternoon, I don't know, wherever you are.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.